I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Weather forecasters say conditions are going to be downright brutal for the next few days. Central Alabama is expected to be under the influence of a subtropical ridge. That means temperatures could reach triple digits in some parts of the state starting today. John DeBlock is with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says those temperatures don't even include the heat index, which is how humidity makes it feel outside.
Well, I think we can see temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, perhaps approaching 100 degrees. When you combine the humidity in there, the effective temperature that you feel, it's going to feel like 105 degrees.
DeBlock says there are ways to be safe and beat the heat. He suggests things like drinking a lot of water and taking frequent breaks if you have to be outside. Shootings and racial tensions across the country are prompting one Alabama group to take action. The YWCA of Central Alabama will host a face-to-face workshop today dealing with race and racial issues. The workshop is open to people of all ages and ethnicities to share their experiences. YWCA spokeswoman Rebecca Harkless says this will be a hands-on event that will put people face-to-face to deal with racial issues.
My hope is that this workshop will at least ease the tension that usually is surrounded about having these conversations, and that these people will be empowered to go out and have those conversations.
Harkless says the ultimate goal is to see an end of racial tension and discrimination in schools and the workplace environment. The YWCA workshop will be held in Birmingham. And an 1871 bronze bell in the dome of the Limestone County Courthouse, which once called residents to the town square for important events, will be relocated for the second time in its life. County officials plan to relocate the bell from the courthouse dome to a lower floor so it can be on public display. This comes amid more than a $7 million project to restore the courthouse. The Decatur Daily reports that plans for moving the bell, estimated to weigh between 200 and 300 pounds, were still being worked out yesterday. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama areas tonight. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm is possible with lows in the mid-70s. And a small chance of showers and storms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.